To begin our practice of yoga nidra, find a really comfortable position lying on your back. You can separate your feet out as wide as your mat. Then let your shoulders be relaxed, palms facing up. And take a deep breath in and engage all the muscles in your body. You can make fists, you can tuck your chin even. Just engage all the muscles, gather up all the tension and all the stress. And then exhale and release through the mouth all of your stress. And then we'll do this two more times. Inhale and gather up all the stress of the week. And then let all of that go on an exhale. And then one more time. Inhale. You can even scrunch up the muscles of your face, gather up all the tension, and then let all of it go. And we'll practice some Ujjayi breathing. We'll inhale to the count of five. So one, two, three, four, five. Hold the breath for five, four, three, two, one, and exhale slowly for one, two, three, four, five. And then repeat for five counts. So inhaling for five. Holding for five. And then slowly exhaling for five. And then do it again. Inhale for five. Hold for five. Exhale for five. And then do two more on your own. And no rush, but when you're done with all of your sets, then let your breath just calm down and settle. You can drop the Ujjayi breathing and just settle into your natural shallow breathing. Let the body totally melt on the floor. Let everything release. So we're going to relax the body systematically, one part at a time. So I'm going to call out a body part, and all you have to do is draw your attention to that body part. So completely relaxed. Draw your attention to your mouth. Relax your jaws. Relax your lower row of teeth, the upper row of teeth. Relax the lower lip, the upper lip. Let your lips part. Notice the space between your lips. Relax all the muscles of your face, let everything melt. Draw your attention to your right hand. The right thumb, right index finger, middle finger, ring finger, baby finger, palm of the right hand, back of the hand, right wrist, forearm, right elbow, upper arm, the right shoulder, armpit, the ribs on your right side, the waist, the right hip, the right groin, the right thigh, kneecap, calf muscle, the right ankle, the right heel, the sole of your foot, the top of the foot, the right big toe, second toe, third, fourth, and fifth. Then move to your left hand. Left thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, baby finger, palm of the left hand, back of the left hand, the left wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, the left shoulder, underarm, the ribs on the left side, the waist, left hip, left groin, the left thigh, the left knee, calf muscle, the left ankle, the heel, the sole of your left foot, the top of the foot, the left big toe, second toe, third, fourth, and the fifth. Crown of the head. Back of your head, right shoulder blade, left shoulder blade, the entire spine, the right buttock, the left buttock, the right heel, the left heel, the top of the head again, the forehead, the right temple, the left temple, the right eyebrow, the left eyebrow, the space right in between the eyebrows, the right eyelid, and the right eye, the left eyelid, the left eye, the right ear, the left ear, the tip of your nose, the entire nose, the right cheek, and the left one, your lips, the space between your lips, the roof of your mouth, your tongue, your chin, your right clavicle, your left clavicle, the right chest, the left chest, the center of your chest, the navel, the upper belly, the lower belly, the right leg, the left leg, both legs together, the right arm, the left arm, both arms together, the entire front body, the entire back body, your head, the entire body. Feel your entire body. Can you make your body feel so light that you feel like you're floating? You're as light as a feather. And now do the opposite. Can you feel your whole body heavy, totally sinking into the floor? Can you feel the weight of your body as it presses into your cushy mat? Notice which parts of your body are touching the mat. Notice which parts are not. Notice the spaces under the body, between your body and your mat. And now imagine the spaces inside of your own body. Matter is actually made up of 99.99% space. So can you connect to the spaces within your own body? Can you imagine the space between even the atoms that make up your body? Can you now go deeper and imagine all of the vast space that is within each atom in your body? Can you feel spacious? Can you feel the space within your own heart? Can you feel how spacious your heart is? And now, can you sense the space that is outside of your physical body? Can you experience the outer space? Can you feel that you can expand your energy to feel the space that surrounds you? experience this sense of being spatially extended into all of the space around you, connected to all things. And then, can you imagine that there's no difference at all between the outer space and the inner space? As within, so without. We are made up of space mostly, and so is the entire cosmos, and we're all interconnected. As your spatial boundaries dissolve, you can experience the altered states that come up from being in this meditative experience. As you continue to feel spacious, connect again to the cave of your heart, that spacious place in your heart. Enter that cave. Notice how much space there is, how immense the space within your own heart is. And once you're in the space of your heart, have a sense of gratitude. See if you can cultivate some gratitude for all the things in your life. So experience this deep sense of gratitude, of joy, as you connect to your inner light of awareness that resides within your own heart. This inner light never dies and is the light of spiritual awakening, the light that is beyond all sorrow, all suffering. So bathe in that light, receive that light that is who you really are. Be the light. And now reconnect to your breath. And you can slowly deepen your breath as you gradually feel your physical body. As you reawaken the physical body, continue to carry this flame within you, this inner light. So stay connected to the light, but wiggle toes and fingers as you integrate the two, your light nature and your physical nature. You can gently move your head from side to side and invite movement back into the body. You can also reach your arms overhead and stretch the body. Maybe bring your feet together and extend from your navel out. You can roll over to your side and take a fetal position. And take your time, no need to force. And when you're ready to come up to a seat, a comfortable seat, with your eyes still closed, stack the crown of the head over the base of the spine, shoulders over hips. You can also reach your arms overhead, gather all the prana you need. And as you exhale, bring it inward. And thank yourself for being here, honoring your mind, body, and spirit, and thank each other for sharing the space, the practice, and the energy. Hari Om, Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Namaste.